quiet onset.
Quiet onset. Sorry.
Disturbing series. Did you watch it?
Sad. I don't think so.
It's no. sad. It's Why? Kind of. It's like you're choosing to be sad.
I've
for
seen enough sad things in my life.
Hours. Nice.
Sorry. You happy up? Dad?
I'm a happy uncle, but hopefully a happy dad's some years later. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. For sure, for sure.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like a kid dad. It could be like a fish's dad, a dog's yeah. dad, a cat's dad.
Oh, maybe he doesn't fuck with pets.
I mean, thank God.
Thank God. Okay, that's a little.
Depend on that.
For now. No, he doesn't like pets.
I said it like that, but then it's more I don't like taking care of pets. You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
Yeah, what happened? You good?
Audios are
okay, we're good. Audios are ass, apparently.
You were
but
ten.
No.
But ass is good.
Was that mis-
I don't even know if the last
wrong.
Minute and
no
a half
one hates
is gonna
ass,
be-
you know?
Yeah.
Everyone
ass
likes
is
ass.
Great.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
What's like?
There was a time in my life where I used to learn how to say eat my ass in different languages. I'm 25 wow. now. I pay taxes. We're good. We're okay.
Yeah. I think ass is probably one of the top five.
Of what? Top five what? Body parts?
Yeah. Top five favorites.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
I value my legs.
It makes you sit, you know, makes you rest.
Actually, yeah. And, it's cute.
It's cute. It's like two hills.
Yeah. Right?
Cushions.
Yeah. Okay. You guys are with me on
no,
this.
I'm native. I don't have a. I got bones. I got a bag of bones back there.
Do you guys have a favorite body part?
My legs, bro. I value my legs so much.
Like on the opposite sex?
Hands?
Or sure. like, or yeah. you, like, about you?
Personal.
Like maybe general, yeah.
Oh, general, yeah. Sure.
Sure?
Sure.
Sure. No, personal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what do you
it?
Like? What do you like about yourself?
Me?
Yeah, Carl.
I think I already told this, like, at my hands, and then also...
Oh, shit. I'd Are we revisiting episode one?
I'd say, yeah.
I think we talked about this.
I'd say my thighs because they're pretty massive.
Dude, this man has three trunks. Oh
they're
my god!
Melon crushers, yeah.
If you've ever seen melon Carl crushers. In real life, yeah, he's got three trunk legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, built like I feel like it. If you were like a fighter, like you know these games, because I play like League of Legends, and then there's like three like different types of champions. You know, one of the type of champions is like tanks.
You told me this.
So oh, I feel yeah. like you would be a tank, like stands in the front, just takes the hits, you know?
I can
while
see
everyone
that.
Is attacking.
True. I'm like the human meat shield. Like what?
You just said like, it, not us.
Guys, I got this. I'll take all the hits.
Human
Go
shield.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you ever come after us, call your guy. Yeah. But you can fight. You can fight. You're out here. The yeah. thing is, people is a like Carl's a weapon, like low key.
Yeah, yeah, it's all right, you know.
Have some confidence.
Yeah, it's okay.
You can
I mean,
fuck someone
my
up.
My hand hurts,
and you can sing,
like.
Huh?
You can sing.
I he can sing. Sing. He can fight.
Guys, this is what's this glaze right now, bro?
What was that? Like
it's
like a donut.
It's like compliments.
Oh, so a honey glaze. Shit.
Yeah, it's like a Gen Z word for. Yeah, complimenting someone. Oh, why are you glazing on him, bro?
You glazing him?
Yo, that the glaze is too much, man.
Yeah. I was gonna be like, are you hip to these young words?
You know how Andrew Schultz like uses what do you call those? Like those Gen Z slangs? And then he would always like
example.
What do you call this? Like lit.
Lit.
Lit. Yeah. Yo, that's lit.
But is that a Gen Z?
I don't know. Is it a Gen Z? I think it is.
I think there's new stuff coming up. Yeah.
There's new stuff coming up? Like what?
I don't know. Brat?
Skibbity?
Brat. Oh, what's Brat?
Brat?
What's, fuck, I saw this on TikTok.
Brat Summer?
Demir.
Demir? Oh!
Demir? What's Demir?
Yeah, what
Demir,
the fuck is that?
Very
what
mindful.
Is that?
Very
yeah,
Demir.
Yeah, very.
I think someone trans went viral for...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's she or he, but
yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw the video. It's like they're a little bit choppy.
I don't
And there was just like saying that, oh, see how I go to work? I don't do much makeup. I don't make my hair greasy. I'm very demure, very mindful. I don't like do this. Blah, blah, blah. And everyone just took it and started like
started using it.
Of it. And then doing their own version of it, you know?
That's crazy how fast things like the internet can just decide you're famous.
I know.
Like the Hakwa girl. Like the you're famous now. Is crazy. You have a career. Like it's kind of scary, but kind of cool.
And even people are like, you know, Charlie XCX, like, and her Brat.
Yeah, I know she released an album. Ooh,
the whole Brat thing is now a big thing. Even Uber apparently was using it in their ads. Oh. You know, be a Brat, Brat Summer Kit, blah, blah, blah. You know,
sorry,
all these
what's
things.
A Brat? What is that like?
A Brat is like a girl that is like spoiled and like troublemaker, but like.
Yeah, when you use it real. You know, you're such a Brat. Like, you're like, you're just being a new. I don't know.
And it is the literal meaning. Like she's saying like a Brat girl summer.
It's like something like parents say to their kids when they're being like ungrateful.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, you're being ungrateful. You're being a brat.
You're being
a brat right now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a literal meaning. It's not like something else.
That's I don't know. That's what the meaning is. Is that now for ads and stuff?
Like, oh, I'm so brat. Like, oh, Brat girl vibes.
I'm so brat.
Do you guys remember the Bratz dolls?
Oh, I love them.
The big ass heads.
I had a video, like video game.
A Bratz video
like
game?
Bratz
game?
Yeah.
What happened to I guess they came back somewhere.
I think it's like a war between Bratz and Barbie.
There was.
Oh. Yeah.
I remember there was a trend like a few years ago. It was like, oh, she's Barbie, but I'm a Bratz girl. And it was like, I don't know.
I'm both.
2000s
like both.
Style.
Yeah.
Are you unfamiliar with any of this?
No.
He was in Dubai, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
In Dubai,
I just grew up with shawarma and bananas. Going to Lulz. Shout out to Lulz. Bananas, yeah. And also like milkshakes as well.
We remember. You remember. Shout out episode one. Carl told some stories.
Yeah. My thing was like very boyish for sure. Of course, like Ben 10.
My brother used to be obsessed with Ben 10. Yeah.
Shout
he had
to your brother.
That watch.
The watch? He had it?
I'm not sure.
He had an Omnitrix?
I'm not sure. I think gotta he kill had, him. But he had like the, not like that big version of it, kind of like a knockoff or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's like a toy of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, his aura, dude. That's crazy. Like an Omnitrix, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Ben 10 with him?
Sometimes with him, yeah. It's kind of cool.
It's cool, right? It's cool?
Yeah.
Danny Phantom.
Oh, Danny of course Phantom, I saw that bro. Too. Yeah,
that's dude. Who I wanted to be.
Yeah. Danny.
Like when he was a ghost, like the silver hair. He's a Phantom. I was like, oh, he's a Phantom. If we say his name three times, he's going to float through the wall right now.
Like Beetlejuice. Yeah, just childhood cartoons.
Yeah. Anyways, you had a topic that you wanted to talk about, Rubab.
What topic? I forgot.
Something about Reddit, something about the gym, something about this, that, and whatnot. I don't know. I forgot.
The gym?
Memories? We actually, so fun fact, we were having a conversation prior to recording.
Yeah.
And now we're all drawing blanks.
Okay. So first of all, the gym one.
Okay.
I was working out and then an old lady next to me, she was working out so hard, like, you know, and then suddenly I just see her trying to take off her bra underneath her clothes and just like she took it off and threw it.
G-shit.
And I was wow.
And we confirmed. And shirt I just, on top. Shirt on top.
I just regret it, like, being topless. Next to her, because, like, I saw all the girls are, like, because it's an all-girl section, you know?
Yeah.
All the girls are, like, staying away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided.
Oh, from her?
Kind of, like, because she was, like, you know, like, kind of breathing heavily. But I was, like, she's old lady, you know?
No one goes to the gym to look hot.
Actually, I wanted the place next to the mirror, so I was just, like, you know what? It's okay. I'll just be next to her. And then I regretted
the bra landed on you. You're like, oh, no. I'm melting.
It's like the Smart Monster Inc. Where that sock, like that one monster.
Oh, yeah.
Goes back to the HQ.
Have you watched Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, have you watched?
No. Okay, it's just. Yeah, now we're getting too.
Yeah, we're getting deep, too. Like,
but,
deep
nerdy. Oh, okay, another topic.
Yeah, she had the thing. She came prepared. Like, she has
things to talk about. Right. My bad. Go ahead.
Have you guys ever had, like, your TV exploding or like your computer? When you were kids specifically?
Not exploded. It's more like, you know, the blue screen of death.
Whoa.
No. Yeah, it's just like that.
So it just stops working, right?
Yeah. You get a blue screen and then suddenly people come at your door. And kill you.
You know, the Grudge? That's her homeland. She just comes out of the TV and shit.
Oh, 7 days. No, it's more like if you probably overwork your computer or whatever, or something glitches or something fucking trips up the computer.
It's usually like hard drive issues. Sorry, yeah. I'm getting fucking stupid. Yeah. Anyways, sorry.
It just pops up and then it's like a blue screen and it has like these texts as well. And then something errors, blah, 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 blah.
It stops working, I think.
And then boom.
Because I remember that problem specifically would happen when like you have a satellite on the top.
Oh, wow.
And my dad had to like actually position it in a way, certain way that like it would like work, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes if there's like so much air or like... wind, or like a storm, then that happens, I think.
Oh, damn, yeah. that's OG.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
But one time, actually, the TV burned on me and my sister. We were just like...
Burned.
Yeah, like exploded. We were just like, my parents are taking a nap, and we're just watching cartoons. What are you
guys watching on?
Ben 10? Danny Phantom? They're like...
And suddenly, like, we just see, like, that the screen is like... turning black and black and black and closing, like, you know, kind of like,
oh yeah, yeah,
getting
yeah.
smaller and smaller and smaller, and suddenly like kind of a big white light comes in the middle and turns into like,
what if this was all a dream, like you were you're...
No, there was a smell all over the house.
I meant like reality right now. Like, this is all a dream. Like, you went to heaven that day. Not in a death way, but in the white light way. It like was, you're just walking. Anyway, sorry, I'll shut the fuck up.
I mean, why not?
That it's so funny that you recalled the smell that bad.
Like, yeah, it smells really bad.
There was a smell.
What did it smell like?
Like a burning plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, these
a
big
fire
TVs...
broke out then, I think, in the thing.
Maybe.
I think a fire sparked.
Maybe.
That's what would happen, I'm sure.
Probably, like,
I mean,
because
these big
plastic?
Old TVs...
Is your eye red? Whoa.
What's going on?
I saw heaven. God damn.
You know these big TVs, the fat ones?
Yeah, I miss those.
Yeah, I know.
I felt strong every time I lift one up. I was like, yeah, grandma, watch me.
But you know, like, what I thought? I always thought that like the actors or like the characters are like hiding behind this that big box.
That's cute. Yeah. That's so wholesome.
Because I'm like, there's no way. How can they be there, you know?
All the time.
And I would try to like find them.
When you guys watch like certain shows, like for me it was Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh.
Would you write yourself in your head or imagine yourself in the show? Like, oh, I could be their friend on the side. Like,
I'll go to bed, probably.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching, I'm like, I could have been there.
I had a crush on them, both of them.
They're cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Dylan more just because he was funny.
But Cole
was like the nerd. Wait, what were their... Zack and Cody. Fuck. What
else? Zack and Cody. Sweet Life.
I definitely liked the... What's his name?
The
Zach?
Smarter one?
Oh, no.
The funny one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach.
Yeah, definitely.
God, throwback. I used to watch that religiously every like one day a week at 7 o'clock and have Kraft dinner and hot dogs.
I used to watch it on MP3. I don't know if you know it.
MP3?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember MP3.
Yeah.
I do not. MP3, like the audio file? You just listen to it on radio?
MP3. It's like, MP3.
Is it on a website?
MB3.
No, no, it's a TV channel, like TV channel.
What?
Yeah.
We had a website called MP3.
The logo was green.
I don't know. Whoa, I didn't see any logo. I don't remember any logo.
I guess it's in Middle Eastern because we have like NBC, MB3.
NBC, yeah, we have.
But you get MP3 as well.
What, like the
channel?
Music? Oh, yeah, we have the channel. Yeah.
I watched it on a website, and there was a website.
You can access it through the website too.
You watched it on a website?
Yeah.
These shows weren't just like, because I watched it on cable.
Cable.
Like, well, channel 22 shows, was the channel.
Some of these shows I had to watch at a computer shop because we didn't subscribe to that.
That's dope. Yeah. Did you guys ever have these game cafes? What?
Yes, we had
this
it.
This is what reminds me of it. Why were you guys laughing at me?
No,
we were just laughing at each other.
No, because I said, they didn't have
it. She just laughed at
me. Am I a narcissistic? I'm like, it's about me. No. You guys remember those game cafes?
Yeah.
There was one in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories.
There was one in Syria, too.
Oh, yeah. There was one in Philippines.
There's one in Philippines.
Oh,
there's,
no,
a, lot.
Oh,
there's a lot of game capping.
We should start a podcast. Wow, there's three of us. Yeah, there was one in Yellowknife. It was called Frostbite Cafe.
Frostbite.
Ooh. And the bite, like it, instead of an I, B-Y-T. it was a Y.
Oh,
it was
my
like,
God.
Oh, they're cool. They're wow. cool.
Frostbite.
And yeah. you could go downstairs, get snacks and chips and slush, or I guess like Slurpees, I guess now. And there was just Xbox console, a PS2, a bunch of computers, and you could just go in there. It's like a net
That's
cafe.
That's your game cafe.
Yeah, net cafe. Yeah. You can just cafe. Go and browse. What?
Browse computer, play Xbox.
Pardon?
And you pay by the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We only have computers in our. What's well, it's a computer shop. Ours but then we don't have like in a game.
Ours
like
was
a
like a specific just like everything like cafe, and there was a guy behind like the bar, but it wasn't a bar. It was just like you could get pop. Right. It was like a 15 teenage.
Teenage hangout spot.
Teenage hangout spot. Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't have money, so we just kind of like sneak in. But it was good times. Frostbite Cafe. Shout out. I don't think it exists anymore, unfortunately. Yeah. So many things have gone out of business that I miss so hard. Like.
Yeah.
That's the end of the podcast.
Nah. Guys, we're going out of business. No, I'm joking.
But about breaking TVs.
Yeah.
I used to, so in our spare time, I used to go to the garbage dump a lot because why not? I was 7 and being, I just would find cool things. I don't know. I think I had a weird childhood. But I would go there with friends. We would just walk. But the one scary part about going to this garbage dump, it was not too far outside of town. And so a lot of wildlife would go there.
Oh, like
there.
A garbage landfill.
Landfill. Almost like a, but it's a mini version because it just supported a small
like
town.
Like a scrapyard.
Scrapyard plus garbage like dump. It's a proper garbage dump.
Okay.
I don't know how they got rid of it. Maybe they shipped it somewhere. I don't know. Dumped it in someone's house. But like it was a proper garbage dump. And it's just like, hey, example. Oh. Fuck, I use his real name. Hey, Gregory, let's just go let's go to the dump, see what we can find. And we'd find like big light bulbs and we'd just smash them. They just do dumb kid shit, just smash them. We'd find old TVs and we'd find rocks and just like see if you could like we could aim and break the front glass.
Yeah.
Anyone in my town listening, we were safe about it. But we would go to
Safe,
the dump. I remember seeing a lot of bears there.
Whoa.
A lot of bears hanging out. Yeah. And then we would like, God, my friends are crazy. We would go drive there. Someone would drive us there. And we'd sit in the car. It'd be at nighttime. We'd go bear watching. So we just, my town might seem kind of boring. We would go to a garbage dump to watch bears. But we would sit in the car outside the garbage dump and see if any bears were. And we'd always see bears.
But that's fun.
And then we would see how close we could get before they started chasing the car.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
It was crazy. We would do shit like that. So
grizzly bears?
Black bears. Mm. So not as big,
they're chill.
Definitely, if they feel threatened, they're going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Mm. And we were young, too, so like definitely would have been eaten. But we would like go out the like open the door and walk like hey and like wave to the bear and they'd stand up and watch and they would just mind their own business.
Yeah,
that's nice.
See how close we could get, and then we'd run back to the car. Like
if you feel safe, then that's kind of like fun because you can just lock yourself in the car. Can a bear knock a car? Like
it can fuck up a car. Yeah,
like if it's
it could have gotten in. Hey, this was a dumbass idea. Don't ever do this shit. Like it's a dumb idea.
Yeah,
I don't know why we did it, but we did it. It was fun.
or do it safe?
Got the kicks.
We don't do it, but we did it and it was fun.
It was fantastic. If you want your life to be a little interesting, do it at least once.
Yeah, YOLO.
Don't tell your parents. Don't tell the police. Don't tell anybody. Shh. Anyways, how you guys doing?
One day, this video of you saying this is going to come back at you.
I'm going to cut all that
and you're
going
to get canceled. You're going to be like, oh, Cameron Modest.
He told them to look at bears at nighttime. How dare
he advised kids to do things without their parents.
Who gives a... Like, if you're 29 and you feel smart enough, go do it. Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If you're stupid enough to do it, maybe it's meant to be.
What does that even mean?
Like, if I died that day, if I died doing it, yeah, no shit. He was trying to talk to bears. Like, they're really like, natural selection. Cameron died. It makes sense. So I'm just saying, like, if you die, it's like, okay, you died. It's just how the world goes. Hey, you do anything that's fun? Crazy. What?
Yeah.
Well, I'll fuck up a bear, bro. Hey, don't come for me.
Shout out to bears.
Winter's coming. Don't come. Hibernate for the year. You guys have
anything? Can you kill a bear with a gun?
Of course.
Okay, just checking.
Just checking. I said that too fast, right?
Okay, let's go bear hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. Start smoking a cigarette.
Like, for sure. It's like a bear rug totally up here. Shit.
We should go hunting.
Go hunting?
Oh. Yeah. I've always wanted to, like, go hunting with you, you know?
Yeah,
you guys do the hunting. I'll just be around.
She just wants to be there for the photos.
Yeah.
Hey, look, guys, there's a bear in the background. Shit.
Yeah.
Kyle, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have you shot a gun before?
No.
Have you?
I've shot like a...
No, but I would love like to. I had the plastic guns as a kid. You know, the toy guns?
Like Nerf?
Like the pellet guns?
Whatever, no, like all kinds.
Like a cap gun? Yeah. Do you know what those are?
Cat? Oh, like a...
Fake plastic gun where it's caps?
Yeah, it's just like a loud noise.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Those are
What's
fun,
up
right?
with that?
Right?
Like, why would they sell these?
I was like 5.
I know, and
I was like, ha-ha, Isaiah! Even though I used the real name again.
That's crazy.
What? We would play these games with your friends and cousins. Ha-ha, Grandma!
Oh shit.
She didn't make me eggs that one time. So I was
like, and they would make like these big guns too, like the what's it called?
Yeah.
Like what do you call
rifles?
These? Yeah, rifles and stuff. Oh, it's why are kids playing with these things, you know?
Yeah, we did have them as really young. Yeah.
I think it's because of these video games. It's like
okay, you boomer.
No. I mean,
video
like,
games cause
I mean, like,
because
kids, like, in video games, kids are still playing with that, right? So it's like, it's just a real life version of that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was there some games as a kid that you were, like, shouldn't have played?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That was haunting.
Some of these, like, Flash games, some of them were, like, inappropriate.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. Some of them have, like, a lot of disturbing blood. Some of them have like sexual things.
What?
Oh, the Flash games?
Yeah.
I know what
weird Flash
what
games.
Yeah. There was some Flash games that were, like, had some nudity in it.
Yeah. And me and my sister were like, what is this?
What's going on here, man?
Yeah.
We all connected in that moment.
We all reminisced. Yeah. I think we all just shared a memory. Lost memory. Is there anything unique that you did in Philippines that you could not do here? That's a good-ass question. I'm on my interview
really
shit right now.
Good-ass question. I think, what can't you do here? I think, like, with playing kids, like, playing with kids outside.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Like, in your own age, you know, in that kid age. Like, you don't really...
see kids playing outside.
Yeah, you don't see really...
Oh, see kids.
Kids, like... Usually, like, are, you know... what do you call
this?
Oh,
yeah,
like, about, like, 10 years old or 11
years
old.
Yeah, he means, like, there's...
Like, now it's
I know,
just
like... You're out and about.
Kids play in the streets, you know?
Yeah,
but, like, now, like, you barely see... Like, even these neighborhoods where, like, they say, slow down, kids are playing. There's no kids.
Yeah, why would I slow down for?
Yeah.
In the playgrounds, it's just, like, really, 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 like, young kids. Like, it's just empty, too.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, just families.
But it's, like, just babies. It's not kids. It's not, like, you know, kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You and I misplanned. Kick the can.
Kick
you guys know what that is? Okay, I'm speaking to nobody right now. You guys have been some people in a room, but so like there's like a hill or something, like a little dugout. You put a can in the middle.
Yeah.
So one person has to guard the can,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody like 9, 10, a group of you just go hide, and to be safe, you have to run and kick the can. If you kick the can, you're safe. You're out. You don't have to get tagged.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, and it was so fun. We would play it at an old folks' home, an old abandoned old folks' home. We'd play it there. I was crawling under buildings, hanging out, going in little dugouts, like, kind of dangerous, but it was cool. It was really great. Like, kick the can. You guys don't have like a childhood group game?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
We use like slippers.
Maybe that's different words. The slippers?
Yeah, we use like slippers.
With the chanclas? Like, really?
The chanclas. We use like slippers with also like the cans.
Mm-hmm.
We would draw a circle like in a distance and put a can in. I think that's how the game works, if I remember correctly. And then, like, we use our slippers
to try to hit the can.
To knock the to knock the can.
Fuck, we were working too hard. you guys were smart as hell. We were like, oh, we gotta run.
You gotta run to it and then kick it.
You guys were just fucking.
You just gotta have like, good aim. Just good aim. Yeah, and then I think whoever kicks the can, obviously wins. But
ours was just like, you're safe. And then if you kick the can, you have to go pick up the can, put it back, and then the guard. And then sometimes if you got caught, like you're on the guy that caught you's team now. Now you have to protect the can. So it's like two people.
Protect the can.
Protect the can. Yeah. We were like, oh, it's a what's it called? Damsel? Damsel in distress. We gotta protect
there
the
can. There was a game, my favorite game to play was, what we would do is like, we turn off all the lights in the house, and then we hide in the dark, and someone should find us.
Hide and seek.
In the dark. Yeah, hide and seek, but like in the dark though.
Yeah, that's more like, so intense. It's like pitch black. That's more intense.
Oh shit.
I played like, hide and seek in houses, but not like that.
But we wouldn't be able to do that unless like it's like two rooms or something, because like our parents wouldn't let us like just turn off all the lights when there's guests in the house. But like whenever like the electricity like goes off, we would play this game. It was really fun. We should play it as adults, honestly. It's really fun.
Yeah. Just rent like a big house. Like a
Airbnb. Oh.
Airbnb. Hey, see?
Wow. Birthday idea.
We don't party.
I should do this on my next birthday.
I'm down for
just
that.
Play hide and seek.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
In a big like Airbnb.
As long as we don't break anything.
Yeah.
We could put all the stuff that's fragile away. Yeah. Put it to the side, you know?
True. That was like a pretty big craze before. Because like, I mean, it's not a pretty big craze, but there was big challenges around it. Like hide and seek with YouTubers and shit like that.
Oh yeah, I remember those videos.
And then like, it would take like hours to find these YouTubers because the play area is just so big.
I just want to do a house.
But
I want to be able to find people within like an hour.
True.
And we could party after. Yeah. Yeah, not party. Airbnb, not party.
Yeah.
Have some casual drinks and watch a fire.
Another game I liked as a kid is like the one where like you have to like stand on something above ground to be safe, and once you come to the ground,
grounders.
Oh, ground. Yeah.
Well, I called it grounders.
I forgot
it's like
the
a playground.
Name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we did a playground. If you're on the playground, okay. But then there's one guy that has to catch everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has
to
keep his eyes closed.
No, we didn't close the eyes.
You had to keep your eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
Like the guy had
that's
to, like,
crazy. How can people know these things from different parts of the world?
You're like,
we play the same games.
Wow.
I'm from the Arctic, like and you're from the opposite side of the world. Like that's
And another funny games we would play. Like, that one where like you count three, like 3, 2, 1, and everyone like does a different like move, like as a sculpture, like they pretend that there's a sculpture, and the person playing has to make them laugh or move, like they will try to like make them laugh or move, and once you move you're out, you know.
Damn,
that's actually pretty cool.
It's really fun.
You guys would play freeze
and we would laugh so hard.
Freeze take like, oh, freeze, yeah. I gotcha. Then he has to like whatever frozen pose he's in, he has to stay in the pose. So then like if you're still running away, like still you haven't been caught, you can crawl under his legs.
Oh yeah. And then like you'll
and then you unfreeze them.
We had that too. Yeah.
I gotta unfreeze Carl, so I'll crawl under his legs. It's more of a kidder game.
Yeah.
Like when we're smaller. I can't do it now. I'll fuck my knees.
I heard like kids are not allowed to play with these now, like here in Canada. Like these small balls. Gargles? What do you call that?
Oh, marbles?
Marbles, yeah. Gargles.
Oh, gargles.
Gargles?
Marbles, yeah.
Gargles.
I just heard.
Jolens, we call it Jolen.
Yeah.
Jolen?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
Is there a word for it? Probably.
Galagale.
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 Probably that's why I said gargles. I don't know. I was like, maybe that's the word for it.
Gargles?
You combine. Galagale.
Galagale.
But yeah,
marbles, yeah.
I heard like.
Choking hazard.
I think so, yeah.
Canada,
yeah.
I'm not gonna, like, weirdly enough, Canada bans a lot of stuff.
Because kids are stupid here.
You're right. You're not wrong. It's like, back in the day, I used to, fucking Christ, I keep saying that, I'm old. We used to get, like, these SpongeBob ice creams, and there used to be the eyes of the SpongeBob.
Same!
Used to be gum.
Same!
Like a gumball.
Yeah.
But Canada, banned the gumballs.
Why?
Maybe like a decade ago, because it's a choking hazard. Kids were choking.
Oh.
I never choked.
Okay. Damn.
Okay. Canada, you're behind. Yeah, it was a choking hazard. And I fucking missed those gumballs because they were always frozen.
I know.
You'd hurt your teeth on it. But then you get the gum and you're like, ah, life is great.
Yeah. You'll get one piece of the gum, like.
Yeah, and it was tiny.
Yeah.
Lost flavor in like 10 seconds. And then you spit it at the wall.
Yeah.
The wall.
Oh,
the
wall. Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, don't project your casual activities onto me.
I think also another thing that is not apparent here or even here in Canada that I did also in Philippines is we had like stores everywhere. Like we had small businesses everywhere. So meaning like you can get a lot of shit just by walking like under a minute in some direction and then you'll find a small convenience store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
like
right.
Always there's, like a small.
We have like gas stations.
Same.
Yeah,
here. I mean,
we had the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing too.
Some people even do it in their house,
right?
Like a part of their house, so we just like make it kind of like a supermarket, like a makeshift, small supermarket. Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and it would have like trinkets and just grocery, like small groceries.
We should adopt that here
to get you by.
And, right. And even there's a lot of mini brands, not like here. Here, like everything's taken by big major companies.
To
you know?
Break into the market, you need
yeah,
to
yeah, capitalism, I guess, here. Yeah. We don't have capitalism. We just have people actually like working hard and doing their own businesses. And
that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah.
I love I mean,
like,
I guess.
And, like, I would also just like ask my dad for money, like always, to just get snacks from those convenience stores.
Dude, I did and that too. I don't know what it was.
That's I'm so addicted to chips now because. I've always grown up with chips, like
chips and pop. That was the combo.
Yeah, chips and pop.
A can of pop and a bag of just small bag of chips.
Yeah,
that will like, dude, you're a gangster. You're the president.
My mom didn't let us drink Pepsi and stuff like that much.
Your mom is smart. Yeah.
Yeah. My parents went look around until I was nine.
If she sees now. She'll be proud.
Yeah, no, they did that with my parents did that with my sister too. Didn't let her drink pop, which I'm kind of jealous of. Which I'm like, that was smart. That was smart. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like such a sweet tooth bitch.
Yeah, very true.
Very true. Yeah.
But I was gonna say something too.
The markets. The markets.
Yeah, the markets as well. Like I think there's more. There's more kind of. I don't know, community togetherness, like in my hometown at least, because like everybody's just outside, you know.
My
and
hometown
all
too.
these like fucking small markets are always bustling with people.
Yeah.
And then just like in any step of direction, there's always excitement to like find.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like before, obviously, the internet age and like it, like the phone age.
Yeah,
like people having handheld devices to just.
Dude, I miss.
Them.
This is weird, but I miss memorizing phone numbers.
Yeah,
and like calling their house, be like, "Hey, is da 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 there?" You're talking to their parents.
Having a phone phone book.
I
a
miss phone books. Book. Yeah. And then like my grandparents would like highlight the family.
Yeah,
they would be like, "Okay, that's your auntie, that's your great grandma." You know, I was like, "What's up, grandma?" I remember I used to just call people and be like, aww. "Hello, who's this?" Don't worry about it. Just hang up.
I would call like I will try to like get my boy crush phone like home number from one of the boys, and I would try to call him and just like hear his voice and just like
Rebob?
Like
are you home?
Like
you're home, right? Okay.
And just run away. Yeah, that was fun.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Damn, we're fucking
my
old.
Home okay, chill. Yeah. Yeah, anyways, but my hometown, just so every year they do something called Spiritual Gathering, where a lot of the communities near my hometown all come together and come to the town.
Yeah.
And it just ended this past weekend. And it's, if I was ever to take you guys there, it'd have to be during this week, like that type of week.
Mm.
Like it's always August and it's just 1 week and it's just the town is lively. People outside constantly. There's people just like grilling just in the middle of the town. They'll set up like 6-7 grills. You just come and eat food for free.
Oh, that's fun.
Chat with the elders. You're good. It's such.
We should definitely go to your town one day.
If we save up enough money, let's do it. If we get some ads.
Yeah.
Is it expensive?
From here to Yellowknife, not that bad. Pretty average. From Yellowknife to Delaware, yes. Mm. I think it's about. Uh-oh. I don't know if I'm going to tell you guys. Like, I think it's like 1,000.
God damn.
That's not crazy. I mean, the flight to Egypt or.
$1,000 there and back?
No, like $2,000 and even more sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, the flight from Yellowknife to Dallas is 1 hour.
Oh, okay. Shit. That's really short. What the fuck?
It's 1 hour and it's $500 to go one way.
That's really so, not bad.
It's not that bad? That feels bad.
Yeah, it feels bad.
I can go to Montreal for $200.
Yeah.
From Vancouver to Montreal is like $200. Okay,
okay. I mean, I know what you mean. Like, it's just for 1 hour.
It's just a short flight. It's just because it's...
Oh, okay. It's a short flight. Yeah, true.
Everything there is private, I think. Yeah. I think. I'm fairly certain. But...
And nobody really goes there, too, right?
I mean, a lot of people go there for tourism, for fishing, and so on.
Oh, for fishing, too, yeah.
But I don't know. It's expensive. But I am a beneficiary of the Satu.
Hey.
Shout out. So maybe it could get us a discount.
Shout out.
Or maybe it just applies to me. I don't know. But maybe I can pitch in and help.
That would be cool.
Because I want to go. I want to take it. I want to take the lady. Like, I want, like, it's a part of my life that no one. I don't talk. I talk about myself, but not a lot, right? Or I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
That's a podcast.
That's why we're here.
I started a whole show about it.
As long as you guys come to Syria too.
I want to come to Syria.
I'm down. Are there markets?
Yeah,
of course.
That's what I want
to. I invited this guy to Philippines and you're like, oh, I don't really have any mind of going to Philippines. It's like,
really? Did I say that?
I got broken a bit. I was like, oh, okay.
Did I say that?
When was this? Damn, Rabab.
I don't remember I said that.
Yeah, true. Okay.
No way. When was this?
Are you faking?
No.
Get her!
Yeah, sure, buddy.
No, when did you say
it? You know when you said it, and I'm joking.
No,
you just said like, you were like, oh, I didn't really had any mind to go to Philippines.
Okay. Maybe I do joke a lot about like these things. Yeah.
But with her voice, it's very serious.
But I mean, come on, like, you know, Bruno Mars, you know, good voice, you know,
singing.
From Philippines. But yeah, but I want to go to Syria as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Delaney.
Yeah.
Shit. Cool. Prompts?
Yeah, prompts.
Prompts.
Segments.
I'm not gonna lie, we flew through this. It's already been 37 minutes.
Oh.
Fun fact.
That's
I think for the YouTube video it might be a little bit off. That's but thank crazy. You guys for watching. Please watch us every Wednesday on Tuesday. That was our old thing. Please watch us every Wednesday on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcast.
Uh-huh.
If you're a visual beauty, definitely do YouTube. We're trying new formats.
Right.
As for I don't know. There's nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, bitch.
Check us out, you know. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, you have a problem.
We interrupted.
Yeah. My bad.
All right. Let me just sit straight.
Me too.
Me three.
Okay. Would you rather have an obsessive, insane person that loves you and that you don't love, or... like an obsessive insane person that hates you?
I don't think I would choose the second one, because if they hate me, they might try to ruin my life. They would, like, I'm obsessed to ruin your life.
Of course.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I choose the latter.
Like, what? The latter is the second one.
The second one, yeah.
The second one
you
is
choose
the
bird. The hate?
The hate one.
Wait, what?
The second one was the hate one.
Yeah.
The latter means the second one.
Right.
Yeah.
You choose the hate one?
Wait, what?
So, okay, would you rather have an obsessive, insane person love you or hate you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, love me.
Oh, my
love
God.
Me. Sorry, my bad.
But even if they love you, they can also ruin your life, you know?
Damn, okay.
Stalkers, you know? They can kill you,
too.
Oh,
but you don't like them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
don't like
shit.
Them.
Yeah, you're right.
Hmm.
This could go very bad.
Yeah.
What's more entertaining?
Maybe love. Love one. Yeah.
Love.
At least you can get something out of it. Yeah.
You could do two different movie series of this.
Oh, yeah. There is Baby Reindeer.
Oh.
Did you guys see it?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah. I did not. But you told us
about
Baby Reindeer.
Did you see that?
I read the story, though.
Okay, never mind. It's traumatizing.
Yeah.
No, say it.
No, spoiler. You should.
It's
watch
been
it.
Out for months. Okay, yeah, I haven't seen I mean, it. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's big a good spoiler. Show, though. Yeah. It's a really good
really
show.
Really good show. Yeah.
So you picked the first one, then, right?
Yeah, first one.
First one.
Same first yeah. one. Yeah.
I misunderstood it the first time. I was like,
oh, no. We could tell. We yeah. saw. It. We saw it occur.
Okay. So if you had to live in a cage for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather have the bars be horizontal or vertical?
I think vertical. Because imagine like climbing out or trying
Are
to
you?
Attempt to climb out.
It's just a dumb question.
It is a dumb question.
Who thought about that? Like,
because imagine if you're trying to escape, like if it's a horizontal, it's I guess it's good for security for the prisoners.
I'll do vertical.
But yeah, vertical is much more easier to like just slip through if needed.
What's this is a dumb question.
I know.
Vertical next. Next, I don't know.
Yeah. I
What's
don't know.
The? There, I can't find any pros or cons.
Yeah.
For each, it's just preference.
Yeah.
Hey, if it looks good with my jail outfit,
but I think okay.
Yeah, I'll pose, baby.
Let's think about it. If it's horizontal, if you're trying to.
Yeah, we're such this a deep so podcast. Funny. We're such a,
yeah,
we're
man.
Such an educational podcast. Bro.
If you stick your hand out, you can move it horizontally, and you can steal something from outside to get out.
But then the bars are like you can just slip through the bars. The bars aren't gonna be.
You're just not gonna hold up your shoulder up to there and then just do that.
Yeah. But if it's
Bob
vertical,
all day, it's just,
but if it's vertical,
I'll steal something one day. I'll pick up something.
But if it's vertical, then you know
you're very good at waving.
Hello.
God, that prisoner is so nice.
Because they must have prisons like that, like vertical. Because like. There must be a reason why they don't do it horizontal.
Oh, I think
know?
They do it vertical yeah, so they true. Don't like people don't like kill themselves. Because you can hang something on a horizontal bar.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they do vertical smart. So people don't like
really?
Off themselves. Unalive. TikTok
yeah, unalive.
Fucking bitches.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Unalive. Damn. TikTok's gonna come after us.
Okay. Next.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather be able to eat anything you want and have it be perfect nutrition
Ooh.
Or have Ooh. To only sleep 1 hour a day and be fully rested?
Oh. 1 hour a day and be fully rested?
1 hour a day.
Say. 1 hour a day.
You get a lot of hours. You
1 hour
a
day, you get your full 8 hours?
Yeah.
You your eye is getting more red. Like, look at Rabab, but show the inside of the eye.
Maybe because he's drinking.
Is this a caffeine dad or what?
Yeah, maybe because he's drinking. He doesn't usually drink in the podcast.
Does that happen to eyes?
And also, oh, okay, I know why. Because of this ring light here.
What happened?
It's too strong.
Oh, shit. Like,
yeah, it's on
I
his
don't know.
Face.
Like, I mean, these, oh, this is also strong, too.
Yeah.
Guys.
He's deaf. Now he's going to lose
addicts.
It. Anyways, what was the question?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you answered 1 hour.
So 1 hour
yeah.
a day,
yeah,
easy.
1 hour a day,
easy. You know how much shit we could get done?
Same.
Oh, she's yawning. She needs that hour right now. She needs that 1 hour.
Okay. Well, would you rather climb the tallest mountain or travel to the bottom of the sea?
Bottom
tallest,
of the sea.
Tallest.
It's scary, though.
Yeah.
I would be horrified.
Yeah.
But
the
I'd
bottom
be
the bottom of the sea, though?
Yeah, because it's undiscovered.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
People, we've discovered every mountain, but, like, it's undiscovered. Never know what the fuck you're going to find yeah. down there.
We always just,
Atlantis.
Like, send, like, little machines. Atlantis. Little machines with cameras.
You see those creepy fishes? That live
like at the very bottom
like
anglers
they're
and
disgusting
shit.
Disgusting look at
yeah
they are,
you want
to
be
they're
there
built
with them
to be like because I think the further you go down in the water it's like the pressure
just
gets
more
higher
pressure yeah
and I'm just like
that's crazy
the bigger the monster you have to be to
no finish. One knows what it's like down there we're just yeah. living that you know we're in Vancouver we're on the coast we have yeah. a sea right there
yeah
yeah
it's when no one knows what the bottom of that looks like
yeah
it's scary
isn't that weird
yeah
we just
it's scary because
why has
like,
nothing come to see us
I feel like because there's this quote I don't know there's this like really interesting quote made by someone where NASA was supposed to be meant for the you know
ocean
kind of research
then they got scared
then they basically like they went to like as deep as they could but then later on they probably I don't know found something and they had to stop and now they started looking up the stars.
Oh,
for, that's freaky. For maybe like, I don't know, going
like, you know, those like
migrating to those stars
when humans found the giant squid.
Yeah,
and then it's like the eye is the size of a dinner plate.
Oh wow!
Like,
oh,
yeah. It's a big ass squid.
Oh, big ass squid.
And they're like, oh my god, this is like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
And then now they're going lower enough that they're finding there's markings or traces of a colossal squid, which is like 10 times the size of a fucking giant squid. And I'm just like, that exists just below depths in complete pitch, because at a certain point light can't penetrate the water. Sure. It's pitch black. Mm-hmm. And they're just in water floating, existing, eating each other, like things.
Yeah.
Oh, and you want to be with
there. Don't you think like,
I don't want to be in there. I just want to like say that I was there and saw it.
Don't you think like certain type like of like sea creatures look like aliens a little bit?
100%.
Oh yeah, 100%. A lot of people, like some people, like not a lot, but some people also think that octopus are aliens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, they're smart as hell too.
I heard Joe Rogan talk about that.
Right? Did Joe Rogan talk about that? Yeah. Oh my bad.
Dude, yeah, because you see these videos of, like octopus escaping containers.
Yeah.
Or in stuff like they're very smart.
It's freaky. Like it's just
next thing you know, 10 years we're gonna see a fucking octopus enrolled at UBC. You're like just hanging out. Like
maybe crazy. They're making their way out.
So yeah, they're evolving.
I'm trying to learn. Yo, what's squid. This YouTube but shit?
Sometimes I imagine also like inside these walls, what is there? Like you think that it's just a wall, right? Oh, it's just a wall. But there's a lot of insects inside. You
there
know?
Is insects. Mm,
yeah. At all times, you know? And like even underground, there's like huge like...
Especially if
you
live in an old house.
Like ants, civilizations, I don't know what. And you're just like existing and walking over ground, but like there's a lot of things underneath. A
lot of things going on.
And there's hell underneath, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like... True. Some people think that? That like...
Yeah.
You look at him, the way he made his face.
I was trying to make a joke. I was trying to be like, don't call my room that or something. All right, I was trying to like make a joke. But
I don't know if this was fake, but like there was a clip as well, like where... The bore drill, it's like the apparently like the deepest man-made drilling, the deepest that they got, and they've even barely like scratched
damn.
The surface.
Sorry. The deepest, the longest.
Deep, boy.
Say less. Yeah. Where is it?
But they barely even scratched the like because
the crust.
Ours is the crust, right?
Yeah.
Earth's where we're crust. Stepping on, they barely even scratched like this, you know, the crust.
Because then you go to the upper mantle, the middle, like mantle, then the lower mantle.
And then hell.
And then the
dead. And hell.
And hell.
And
then
when
if
they...
you look close enough, Carl's bathroom.
Exactly. That's where I shit.
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
And like there was these like diggers or like miners or whoever. Like, that sounded like the other thing. But like... It's diggers, okay. Diggers.
Yeah, about it.
And they were filming or something, and then in this deepest hole, there was like a really loud yell.
Mm. Oh, I don't like that.
Really That's loud
fake.
Yell.
I think I
don't
I
know
heard,
if it was fake.
I literally heard about that too. Like, oh, someone was digging.
Screaming
and
in agony almost.
They heard screaming too.
Heard hell?
Yeah, it's...
Or it's Carl in his bathroom. Yeah, that
would be scary.
That's freaky, dude.
Yeah,
that's why.
And that's why we get buried, because we go all the way down, 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 down.
Oh, we just get decomposed into the earth.
Damn. Yeah.
Anyways, that was a podcast.
That was the podcast.
Yeah,
I guess.
You had one?
Nothing, but like, I'm just amazed how we live. Like, the earth is so huge and fat, and we live.
And I've never heard the earth be described like that.
Yo, earth's so thick, bro.
You think the sun looks at the earth is like, God damn.
But the sun is bigger than the earth, though.
That's what I'm saying.
What's
up, shawty?
But like, we live on the surface of it. Like, what is inside, you know?
Yeah, true.
Like, deep
Way
inside.
Way too much. It's scary.
We've looked outwardly, but not inward.
Yeah.
You know, too much.
Next time on the podcast, we're going to center.
center of the
we're going to NASA.
Center of the Earth.
That
it's
has
a
been
movie,
a,
though, yeah. But
it is a movie. Yeah, that has been a podcast. Wednesday.
Yes.
This is coming out Wednesday, actually.
Hump day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hump day. Please watch us on YouTube and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow the TikTok, Instagram. Follow their lovely Instagram. Says Rabab has the fattest yawn known to man.
Sorry.
Cool.
As
and
fat
thank
as
you.
The earth.
We will see you next week. Bye.
Babouche. Love you.